This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay, broadcasting on 104.7 FM and 1431 AM, and streaming on the internet at radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Welcome to Kidnappers Cayley for the 12th of October 2025 with Mitch Park. This program is an hour of instrumental music from a range of soloists and bands, with an emphasis on traditional tunes, plus original tunes written in traditional style. On this programme we have Paddy Maloney and Sean Potts, Kenny Hall and the Skiffle Symphony, Eric Regler and Al Petaway, Ian Hardy, John and Jacinta McEvoy, Angus Lyon and Rory Campbell, Cedar Dobson, Brad Kalordner, Dave Flynn, Brian Conway, Ethan Setiawan, Kenny Fettle, Innocent Hare and Leverett. Irish Uilleann piper and whistle player Paddy Maloney, who was born in 1938, died on the 12th of October 2021. In 1974, he and Chieftain's bandmate, whistle player Sean Potts, released an LP on the Claddagh label titled Tin Whistles. From that album, here's a set of two traditional reels, Did You Wash Your Father's Shirt and The Mountain Top. Paddy Maloney and Sean Potts playing Did You Wash Your Father's Shirt and The Mountain Top. California mandolin player Kenny Hall was born on the 14th of October 1923, living to very nearly 90 years of age. In 2002 he was recorded with a group called the Skiffle Symphony on a dual disc CD on the Skiffle Symphony label, with the individual discs titled All Day Long and All Night Long. This track from the All Day Long disc is their version of the Shelton Brooks two-step Darktown Strutter's Ball.
Taxi, honey. get their honey. That's how I'm gonna have them all. That dance I put my shoe. When you play them jelly roll blues, tomorrow night at the Dark Town Treaders Ball.
Kenny Hall and the Skiffle Symphony playing Dark Town Strutters Ball. North Carolina guitarist Al Pettiway was born on the 17th of October 1952 and passed away just a couple of years ago. He was recorded with the piper Eric Riegler on the 1998 Maggie's Music CD Caledon Wood acoustic guitar. Here they play an air titled Eric Suas Astorin, or in English, Rise Up My Love. Erig Suas Astorin, or Rise Up My Love, played by Eric Riegler and Al Pettiway. Highland fiddler Ian Hardy, born in 1952, died on the 17th of October 2012. Back in 1992, he was recorded by Green Tracks, and this track was later released on the 1996 anthology The Music and Song of Green Tracks. It's an air named for the mountain in Torridon called Leach. Ian Hardy playing Leah. Stay with Kidnappers Kaylee to hear John and Jacinta McAvoy, Angus Lyon and Rory Campbell, Cedar Dobson, Brad Kolodner, Dave Flynn, Brian Conway, Ethan Setiawan, Canny Fettle, Innocent Hare and Leverett. You're listening to Kidnappers Kaylee with Mitch Park on Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. This next track is inspired by the folklore of County Meath. According to the Book of Leinster, the goddess Boann became captivated by a secret well, sheltered by enchanted trees. Hazelnuts from the trees granted the salmon living in the well with infinite wisdom. Boann, obsessed with seeking ultimate knowledge, was tempted by the whispering water. However, as she approached the well, the waters surged, sweeping her away in a mighty flood which eventually became the River Boyne. The Boyne Mist, the latest album from John and Jacinta McAvoy, has a couple of reels composed by John McAvoy, titled After the Legend. With Rory McGorman on bouzouki, they play The Secret Well and Whispering Water. Thank you. John and Jacinta McAvoy playing The Secret Well and Whispering Water. Scottish accordionist Angus Lyon and fiddler Rory Campbell recorded an album titled 18 Months Later on the Miralese Records label back in 2006. The album is a product of distributed recording using personal laptops at many locations. One of the tunes on it is This Hornpipe by Angus Lyon, on which he also plays piano, with whistle by Mark Duff. This one doesn't sound like a concert recording in spite of its subtitle. It's called The Trains, live from NYC. Angus Lyon and Rory Campbell with Mark Duff playing The Trains, live from New York City. Here's a set of 6/8 and 9/8 jigs from the remarkable whistle player Cedra Dobson. On her 2025 self-published album Decade, the tunes in this set are Stan Chapman's Jig by Jerry Holland, The Humours of Whiskey, and The Cock and the Hen, both traditional. Thank you. Cedar Dobson playing Stan Chapman's jig, The Humours of Whiskey, and The Cock and the Hen. You're listening to Kidnappers Cayley, coming to you from Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. In a few moments, we'll hear Brad Kalaudner, Dave Flynn, and Brian Conway. Later on, we'll play Ethan Setiawan, Kenny Fettle, Innocent Hare, and Leverett. Take a look at radiohawkesbay.org.nz to find out more about our programs and about Radio Hawke's Bay. While you're there, click on the On Air Now button to get great streaming audio. For more information on the recordings we're playing today, search for the Kidnappers Cayley page on radiohawkesbay.org.nz, where you can find our recent broadcasts and a link to our playlists posted on Facebook. Or subscribe to the NZ Folk mailing list through the kiwifolk.com website to receive our playlist by email every week, complete with websites you can visit to order CDs and or downloads. And if you enjoy live, unamplified music, bring your instrument and join in the Celtic Jam on Wednesday nights at the Rose and Shamrock, Napier Road, Havelock North, where the session starts about 7:30 PM. The next tune is American Traditional, played by Brad Kalaudner on a gourd banjo tuned in open D. It's an Appalachian fiddle tune, although there are other tunes with the same title spread over America. On the 2025 self-published album Old Growth, Brad Kalaudner plays Lost Girl. Brad Kalaudner playing what looks like Lost Girl number 1, according to the Traditional Tune Archive. The next two tunes come from Irish guitarist Dave Flynn on his 2025 Frisbee Records anthology Celtic Guitar Master. The first was composed in Milton, Otago, during the New Zealand winter of 2021. Milton is a rural area with beautiful rolling hills which light up with the early morning frost in winter. He calls this a hop hornpipe because of the extra beats in the second half of the tune. Similarly, the second tune has extra beats that make it a hop fling. The title is a pun on the name of an Auckland vintage car show called A Hop. The tunes are The Frosty Vales of Milton and Takapuna Beach Hop. Dave Flynn with The Frosty Vales of Milton and Takapuna Beach Hop. New York Irish fiddler Brian Conway is next with a set of three reels from his 2025 Listener Finn Records album Wallace Avenue, with Brendan Dolan on piano. The first tune's aliases don't help much in identifying it, but Traditional Tune Archive suggests it's a version of Lee's Double Clog, also known as the Narrowback, printed in Ryan's Mammoth Collection in 1883. The second is by Scottish fiddler Bert Murray, in honour of his London-Irish contemporary fiddler Sean Maguire, while the final one is a Donegal piece, often played in five parts. These tunes are Irish-American Reel, traditional, Sean Maguire's Reel by Bert Murray, and Glen Road to Carrick, again traditional. Thank you. Brian Conway playing Irish American Reel, Sean Maguire's, and Glen Road to Carrick. Stay tuned to Kidnappers Cayley on Radio Hawke's Bay to hear Ethan Setiawan, Canny Fettle, Innocent Hare, and Leverett. You're listening to Kidnappers Cayley with Mitch Park on Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. The musical path of New York mandolinist Ethan Setiawan has deviated from the little instrument to its bigger brother, the octave mandolin, in recent years. Here on his new Adyaropa Records album, Encyclopedia Mandolinica, he presents a piece he wrote for a trio of octave mandolins. Playing Back at It, we have Ethan Setiawan with Sharon Gilchrist and Daryl Anger.
Thank you.
Ethan Sechewan, Sharon Gilchrist and Daryl Anger playing Back At It. On the recently acquired 1999 Fellside CD, Trip to Harrogate, tunes and songs from Joshua Jackson's book, 1798, we next have a pair of 18th century country dance tunes, played by English group Canny Fettle with Dave Hillary and Phil Bartlett. These tunes are Trip to the Bath and Trip to Harrogate. Trip to the Bath and Trip to Harrogate, played by Canny Fettle with Dave Hillary and Phil Bartlett. The next piece was originally published in Italian composer Francesco Gemignani's violin tutor book, published in England in the mid-18th century. Later collected in his manuscripts by the poet and musician John Clare, it was recorded by Milton Keynes' group Innocent Hair, on their 2024 Leporide album, The Windings of Their Wandering Song, a tribute to John Clare. This reel is titled La Belle Jeanne or La Belle Jeannette.
Thank you.
La Belle Jeannette, played by Innocent Hare. We close with another recording inspired by old collections, this time Frank Kidson's Old English Country Dances, first published in 1890. It supplied a traditional reel, and concertina player Robert Harbron added a waltz, which he swears has nothing to do with hobbits. On the latest album by Gloucestershire group Leveret, this set has the tunes Captain Driver's Delight and There and Back Again. If you'd like to hear this programme again, search Kidnappers Cayley on the Radio Hawke's Bay website or on accessmedia.nz, where you'll find some amazing programmes contributed by all the community access radio stations around New Zealand. We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Kidnappers Cayley and that you'll join us again soon, either at this time next week or on Folk on Sunday at 4 this afternoon. This is Mitch Park wishing you good listening, good health, good luck, and goodbye for now.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.